We've been looking at the favor that defies the status quo, and today is part six, favor that defies. Favor defies the status quo. And last week, we looked at the first key to becoming a powerful minister. We spoke about, we learned about prayer, the importance of prayer. And today, today's title is the key to constant favor. The key to constant favor. Sorry, and we are talking about the key of wisdom. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 downwards. Can we read together? And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sat in his presence, wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, into the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let us be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And I let out unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. The concluding portion of the scripture, we see that Nehemiah clearly acknowledges that it was by God's hand that the king granted him this favor. Prayer activates the wisdom needed to set the stage for the execution of divine favor. Prayer activates the wisdom needed to set the stage for the execution of divine favor. Continuing from last week, you understand that when we pray, what happens? Last week, we learned that we need to pray. But you ask yourself, so when you pray, what happens? Prayer activates the wisdom needed to set the stage for the execution of favor. So prayer doesn't just move favor, but prayer is that something. It moves wisdom to operate favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Favor opens the door of access or opportunity, and wisdom shows what to do with that access. Favor opens the door of access or opportunity. We know from scriptures that time and chance happen to all. That's opportunity. Opportunity is something that everyone gets. You may have opportunity and not recognize that was opportunity. That's a different matter. But when favor comes in, favor opens the door of access. And this door of access is what we call opportunity. And wisdom shows you what to do with that access. Or wisdom is needed to show you what to do with opportunity. whether to enter into that door or to wait, whether to walk in it or to run, whether to sit, what to say, what to look at, what to touch. Take it that this door of opportunity is opening into a building. You enter that building, it's wisdom that will show you what to do within the building of opportunity. Anyone, by the grace of God, can encounter favor. Time and chance happened to all. But your level of wisdom will determine the level of favor you can operate in the long term. Your level of wisdom as a music servant will determine the level of favor which you can operate in the long term. And I'm saying in the long term because today you may have gotten the wisdom to do A, but when it gets to the time of B and you lack wisdom, you will lose that favor because you are unable to operate wisdom. And so to constantly operate favor, or to constantly experience favor, you must have wisdom, that level of wisdom that can contain the blessings of the favor that you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we must grow in wisdom to handle the weight. We must grow in wisdom to handle the weight of the favor needed to fulfill ministry. We must grow in wisdom to handle the weight of the favor needed to fulfill ministry. Based on God's purpose for your life, some of you must meet presidents, meet kings. Some of you must meet prophets. Some of you must be able to go through certain environments to get into your place of purpose. Joseph had to go through seven Potiphar. Now he had to go into the dungeon, into the pit, before getting to his place of purpose. So, do you have the wisdom to handle all these areas? Whichever area God must take you through, do you yet have the wisdom as a music servant to be able to go through to fulfill purpose? Our second lesson, the music servant need multidimensional wisdom from God to survive every terrain encountered in ministry. Every terrain has its protocol. The official procedure or system of or rules governing affairs of state or diplomatic occasions. The official procedure or system of rules which govern the affairs of state of a diplomatic occasion or a diplomatic environment. If you are in the wilderness, there are rules of engagement. If you are in the city, there are rules of engagement. When you are at home as a music servant, there are rules of engagement. At the workplace, there are rules of engagement. In church, there are protocols there. Wherever you go on the crusade grounds, there are protocols there. You must increase your level of wisdom to be able to go by the required protocol on every terrain. Esther fasted and prayed after Mordecai, her uncle, told her the scheduled annihilation of her people, and favor was activated, but she needed wisdom to constantly prevail as the favored queen. David was scheduled to be king, and had he killed King Saul when he had the chance, that would have been the end of him. It means that he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. It means that David would also have been killed by the sword. But see what? Even his son Absalom, when he had the chance, because God's hand was on David, because David did not touch King Saul, nobody could touch King David. Do you have that level of wisdom? Do you have that level of wisdom? Somebody would have slain King Saul, that this man is after me. Right there, he would have killed King Saul, but David said, no. Who dare touch God's anointed? And despite all the enemies, God even said that, David, your hands are filled with blood. And yet, God will never allow anybody to kill King David. He never died by the sword because he never touched God's anointing by the sword. The level of wisdom. Today, our first prayer, I want you to begin to pray that God, increase my level of wisdom. Increase my level of wisdom to be able to survive every terrain that I must go through as a music servant. A lack of wisdom endangers the destiny of every music servant. A lack of wisdom. It endangers the destiny of every music servant. So you are praying, Lord, grant me the necessary wisdom to be able to survive every terrain. Begin to pray. We cry out to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Increase our wisdom. Increase our wisdom. Increase our wisdom, Lord, to be able to survive every terrain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every terrain. Every terrain. Every terrain. Every terrain in the mighty name of Jesus. We depend upon you. We depend upon you. Have mercy upon us. And increase our level of wisdom, Lord. Our levels of wisdom increase. To be able to match up to every terrain we face. In the mighty name of Jesus. As a music servant, pray for wisdom every day. You are going to pray that, Lord, grant me the grace to build up a habit of praying for wisdom every day. Certain seasons we pray for wisdom, other times we forget. Today we can pray for wisdom, tomorrow we forget to start our day asking God for wisdom. But we must have the habit of praying, asking God for wisdom every day. Say after me, every day.
Every day.
The world we live in today places the music servant in a state of constantly making decisions. You ask yourself, what do I put on my status? What do I put on my pages? When somebody calls me, what do I say? When somebody asks me this question, what do I say? So you are praying. You need wisdom every day. You need wisdom every day. You are praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to build a habit of requesting wisdom from you. Every day, Nehemiah did it, David did it. Today I'm asking, grant me that grace to build that habit. An everyday habit of asking wisdom. James 1:5, if you of you lacks wisdom, you should ask. Constantly, Lord, seek wisdom from you. In the name of Jesus,
thank the Lord for answered prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for granting us the grace to build a habit of prayer. Asking you, Lord, for wisdom every day. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, more, yeah, yeah, yes, more, yeah, yeah,
Thursday.
Amen.
As the voice of God thunders upon the many waters, let the voice of God thunder upon every enemy.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Every enemy that opposes your ministry.
Amen.
Let the voice of God thunder upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This favored Thursday, you are favored above your peers.
Amen.
You are favored in your family.
Amen.
You are favored wherever you serve.
Amen.
You are favored wherever you work.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you sing, you are favored.
Amen.
Wherever you play the instrument, you are favored.
Amen.
You are favored in all that you do to the glory of God. And let the name of the Lord be praised in your life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. It's a joy to fellowship together at Glow Music. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play your role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and the key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
We are fasting tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. to begin the weekend. Please make it a point to be part of this spiritual exercise. Bethel Encounter continues right after that. We are starting from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you make time to pray, God will fill your life with great testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find the links in the description on YouTube. Remember to always attend all meetings with expectations, and God will meet those expectations to the glory of His name. Amen.
Amen.
Remember to pray for Glow Music and for the leadership every day to be empowered to bless the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, remember to share the flyers and podcasts that are shared on the pages to your statuses to be a blessing to others. Amen.
Amen.
Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled The Key to Constant Favor on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topics shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts 20 verse 32. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds to support the work of the Lord, you can use MTN Momo, and the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. God bless you for joining us.
Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet at 12 p.m. tomorrow again. Shalom.